This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 8. As I mentioned at the start, the drama triangle isn't just about a habitual role we might be playing. It's very possible to have become increasingly mindful about who we really are and the healthiness of our relationships, gradually breaking out of old patterns that weren't serving us. Maybe we've become aware of how avoiding boundaries was keeping us small and creating greater problems. Perhaps we got our fingers burned one too many times with Florence Nightingale activities. So we're basically a recovering people pleaser, perfectionist, or overthinker. But when we find ourselves in situations that activate our inner pleaser, perfectionist, or overthinker, we might find that we either take up the roles of victim, rescuer, or persecutor in our minds, or that we approach a situation from one of these roles and then just keep switching around. This results in conflict and criticism, so self-criticism as well as potentially external, as well as drama, whether it's just in our own internal narrative and how we respond to it, or also in our interactions with others. Let me give you an example. Someone is doing something or going to. You think about it and decide that you should get involved, or you wonder if they need your help in some way. Or you wonder if they're pissed off, whether you hurt their feelings, whether something bad is going to happen, you know, if you don't get involved. Maybe you're concerned about how you will be perceived by others if you do or don't do it. This is you in rescuer mode. You then make the ask or offer. Again, rescuer mode. Taken at face value by the other party, it's assumed that you want to. Or they literally say something like, only if you want to. You, after agreeing to do whatever it is, become increasingly resentful. You feel as if you've been hoodwinked, roped in, manipulated, guilted, or shamed. You are now the victim, and they are cast as the persecutor. An internal dialogue takes place where you feel critical of the other person, so you're flitting between victim and persecutor. Your frustration and resentment seep out in your attitude and actions, so passive-aggressive behavior. It may appear as if you are cooperating, but your true feelings are hinted at, even though this may be out of your awareness. You are still the victim and they are the persecutor. They might question your behavior at this point, and if you find it hard to admit that you're really feeling like this, it's likely going to be perceived as them persecuting you further. You then double down on being the victim, and maybe you list the various things that are affecting your mood. So you might, for example, talk about how tired you are, your various commitments and so forth. They might turn around and say, I said slash did slash asked what I did because, and they'll insert their reason, basically letting you know that one, you were always free to say no, and that two, their, air quotes, agenda as such wasn't to hurt you. You now feel terrible, so now it's become that they are the victim and you are the persecutor. Now, notice how you have basically slid through all three roles without including the other party in it. There's been a fight in your mind, and they didn't have to utter a word. Here's what's happening. Number one, in a situation like this, we perceive someone's problem or their discomfort, their position, their ask, their demand as a need that's created the automatic expectation in us that we should fulfill it. We then consciously or unconsciously, that tension of this supposed need activates a sequence of thoughts, feelings, and actions around whether we, air quotes, should, or about fear of what will or won't happen. We then breach our boundaries to come to the rescue and then feel victimized by our choice, turning the person into our persecutor and then turning us into the persecutor when we either try to say/show no or actually say or show no, or when it becomes apparent that they didn't mean us any harm. And lather, rinse, repeat until we take responsibility for our boundaries and bandwidth. See you in the next session.